So, Steve-O, if you're a member of parliament and you're not in the cabinet, what do you do? That's today's question.
So there are actually a number of duties that an MP has that are unrelated to cabinet, obviously, because, you know, most MPs aren't actually in cabinet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they all have to go and sit in parliament at some point and sit there and talk and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And so there are really four sets of duties. There's those that are in-house, and those are the ones you're talking about.
Sitting and voting and talking and yelling and arguing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are the in-committee duties. There are the party duties. And then finally, the outside Ottawa or, I guess, constituency duties.
Okay. So the parliament ones, I think, are the ones that people should know, that they vote on stuff.
Yeah, yeah, they vote on bills and they debate them in the House, and they can introduce private members' bills, which are their own little issues. Mm. Sometimes they're more related to their constituency or riding, but not always.
Okay.
Elizabeth May had one passed last session about Lyme disease, I think.
Good, good for her.
Yeah, another prominent one was National Fiddle Day. So those are the kinds of things that are private members' bills.
It's a very important bill, National Fiddle Day.
They also present petitions. And this is one of the weird ones for me, because basically what happens is anyone can get a petition signed and then send it to their MP. And I think their MP is in some way obligated to bring the petition forth in the House. And so it can be a petition on anything whatsoever, and the MP has to reference it.
Oh, great. Wow, sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's weird. But the duties that I think we're more looking at are things like in committee. So this is where large amounts of MP work is done.
Okay.
Committees are essentially where bills are really studied, they're really examined and amended. Committees often consult with experts in the field, so to better understand how the legislation might play out on the ground or understand what legislation might actually be needed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that MPs have to sit on any particular committee, but this is where almost all of the major work of an MP happens. Some of these committees meet for 40 hours a week.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. So that's the bulk of a lot of MPs' jobs, is working on a committee and crafting legislation.
Okay.
So there's also the party work that they do. So MPs meet regularly with their parties to discuss the agenda, plan for the week, and get marching orders.
Of course, yeah.
You know, this is the politicking of it. And, mm-hmm. you know, it can be everything from this is what's going on today to this is what you have to say in question period.
Depending on which government is talking. Yeah.
Yeah. And then finally, probably the most front-facing part of an MP's job is their constituency work. And this is going to vary from MP to MP. Some of them are going to have really active roles in the communities where they're elected. You know, going to major events, taking part in the community, being a face for their party member or for their constituents. This can mm-hmm. be anything from holding regular hours every couple of weeks where people can come to you and bring up problems that they need MPs to help with. You know, things from, I'm having trouble getting a passport, or this particular bureaucratic issue is happening for me and I need some help with it, and an MP can help with that. The thing about constituency work is that it's optional, and it's entirely dependent on what the MP has as a field of expertise, right?
Sure, yeah.
Like a lawyer might be able to better suit some particular questions for constituents that, say, a prominent journalist who becomes an MP might not.
Or an improviser.
Or an improviser, exactly. And so the constituency work that an MP is capable of doing depends a lot on that MP's background.
Okay, so it sounds like MPs do a lot of sitting around and talking with other MPs. And yep. some of them do sitting around and talking with their community. But they all do a lot of those things.
They do.
I don't think I want to be an MP.
That doesn't surprise me.